You're listening to Vatican Radio. The exploitation and enslavement of children is the focus of a week of activities leading up to the February the 8th World Day of Prayer for an end to human trafficking. 3 years ago, Pope Francis asked women and men religious to organise a day on the feast of the Sudanese Saint Josephine Bakita to raise awareness of the plight of millions of victims of human trafficking. At a press conference on Wednesday, sisters from the International Union of Superiors General held a press conference to announce activities taking place in countries around the world, focused this year on the theme of children in slavery. To find out more, I spoke to the president of the UISG, Sister Carmen Samut.
We had asked the Pope that this would become the day, the 8th of February would become a day of commemoration, and Pope Francis, he gave us the duty to work so that this day would be really commemorated. And it is Talita Qum, the organization, the network of the International Union of Superior Generals and the Union of Superior Generals, the Men's Union also, who takes this as one of its main features of the year. And not only here in the central place, but also in the very many different countries, about 80 countries I think we're in, where different networks of religious are present and are members of Talita Qum.
This is the third anniversary, the third day of prayer, yes, isn't it? With a focus particularly on children. Yes. Why?
I think it's because it's the most horrible of things to think that a child is not given the possibility of being a child and is taken into slavery for hard work sometimes, other times even sexual abuse, for organ harvesting. It is really heartbreaking to see that children are treated like that. It is also a phenomenon which is growing. There's a growing number of children who are being taken into slavery, who are being trafficked, probably because poverty has grown more and more. And I was speaking to Cardinal Tagle from Manila, and he was telling me with tears in his eyes how he sees some families, some parents selling their children because of poverty. So it is all together, no? And we see that in the number of migrants, and it is one of the roots, no, of trafficking, there are more and more unaccompanied children.
There has been a much greater awareness of this problem over the past 10 or 20 years, and yet, as you say, the problem keeps growing.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
I think that, first of all, we need awareness, and this is where we need the media, because we need more and more awareness that this is not a problem of somewhere else, but it's a problem next door to myself. This is happening in every single country, and it is happening right next door to us. Very often, we are ignoring this. We ignore it. Secondly, I think if the demand of the products which are made from slavery is no longer there, then there is also a possibility that there is less demand of trafficked children who will be doing child labor. So, as Pope Francis said, when we buy, purchasing is not only an economic but also a moral action. And this is one of the things that we need also to realize, that we can stop something because we don't buy a product anymore. And we can also stop, I think, sexual exploitation if there is not so much demand for sexual services, especially from children.
My thanks to Sister Carmen Samut, President of the International Union of Superiors General.